Welcome back. It is currently July 6, 2025. This is your host, Dominic Jaimes Martinez of the Fighting With Faith podcast, and I would love to start off with a nice little prayer. God, once again, thank you for allowing me to be here and have this wonderful experience. Please just watch over everyone who's listening and just provide them with love and compassion, and just help them get through any struggles they're going through, and just allow them to see the good works that you are allowing to go on in this world, whether it is crooked and bad and filled with sin. You still manage to lead so many people your way, God. In Jesus' name we pray, amen to the Lord. Today's topic is going to be Scripture. What is Scripture? It's basically, the Bible. What's written in the Bible, from stories to verses, everything. And that can be one of the most useful things and kind of a necessity in order to grow and maintain your faith, because the Bible and the Scripture within the Bible is our knowledge of what we know today in Christianity. I personally think it's an extremely powerful chunk of Scripture is definitely Daniel in the lion's den. It's a very common story if you are in your faith or have been to church. I know they teach it to a lot of the youth, just from my experience of just going to little Sunday schools or just little events. And who is Daniel? Daniel is a prophet, and despite the laws of praising any god but the king were forbidden, he continued to pray to God and praise the Lord. And as a result of that, he was thrown into a den of lions. Like, lions, cats, big cats, meow, meow, you know? Anyways, I know it's depicted that he was pretty young, but I wasn't 100% sure, so I did a little bit of research, and everything was kind of bringing me to the conclusion of he was approximately 80 years old. So, I mean, he wasn't this young guy, but it shows no matter the age, you can have a relationship with God, if that makes sense. But I think it's very powerful because after being thrown into that lion's den, he continued to pray. And he trusted God, and therefore God sent down angels to protect him, and the next morning, he was unharmed. And now, the king, his name is King Darius, and obviously, he did not appreciate that Daniel was setting the wrong image, in a way, by worshiping other gods. And obviously, like I said, that was the reason for him getting thrown into that lion's den, but that scripture, it may just seem like, another story in the Bible, but when you look at it from a different perspective, it is very easy to apply to your own life. For example, if you are being judged in your friend group for worshiping God or just, you know, being a follower, and you are taking it into your own hands and maybe saying no to going out and doing that stupid thing or going out and drinking or smoking with your friends, you can say no to that, and you might be looked at like Daniel, and you might be judged, and maybe your friends aren't going to throw you into a den of lions, but maybe they'll stop talking to you or they'll go behind your back because they don't think you're cool enough, or they don't think you're normal, or you're not a cool kid because you decide to follow and stay strong with your faith, even though the environment around you is telling you to do the complete opposite. And when you do that, you make the Lord so happy. And why wouldn't you want to make the most powerful, loving God our Father? Why would you not want to make him that happy? He will always protect you when you serve him, and he will always love you, just as Daniel served him and he was protected. That can also apply to us. When we serve the Lord and we show other people his love, then that'll project onto them, and you can genuinely change someone's life by doing that. And I think when you choose to live by the Bible and you really dig deep into the scriptures, there is not a single thing that will not drastically change your life in a positive way, and I really stand by that. One thing, it's kind of a side topic that I've also learned too recently with some personal experiences that I've been going through, is love, humanly love, what us as human beings go through. It can be harsh, it can be very hard, but from my beloved brother in Christ, Angel Escamilla, he actually told me something that's genuinely going to stick with me for the rest of my life. He said that love can either be a blessing or a lesson. And that's so powerful, because I've been going through something where I thought I found the one, and it genuinely was a blessing. You know, I best experiences genuinely made me happy, and then I don't know, didn't work out. So I came to my senses and I saw that maybe this time it wasn't a blessing, but it was actually a lesson. And I think that that lesson genuinely made me a stronger and a better person, and made me mature and reflect for a future relationship that I may have, that maybe they are the one, or maybe it'll just be a period of time where we think we're in love and maybe it won't work out. But obviously, because it's easier said than done, you just have to not let it bring you down. You know, as long as you focus on God, it will help you. Because after reflecting, comparing a relationship that was ended before I knew God was drastically worse than how much better I was able to handle this relationship that was recently ended, because I knew God had my back and I knew it was part of his plan. And just that little sense of closure really helped. And I won't lie, it's sad, it sucks, I still love and care about this person so much, but if God doesn't think it's right, nothing, and I mean nothing, can change that. And for many people, it may be hard hearing that, but that's where trusting God and accepting him will genuinely come into play and help you so much. And going back into scripture, there's even basic ones, like in Genesis, how it said that God created everything, and even that can be powerful just by the fact of, wow, how ungrateful are we as a worldwide civilization to not see, and most of the time look over and look past the beautiful and amazing things God has provided and done for us. Because like I said, we do not deserve anything we have today, and I live by that. I live by knowing that if life was fair, we all would have been on that cross. And that is something so powerful. And I know I keep saying things are powerful, but it's just because I am so, so just thankful. And always, usually, you know, a lot of the time I'm still mind blown and my brain just can't grasp the amount of grace God has had upon us. I also live by knowing every day that I deserve all 39 of those lashes that Jesus took. I deserve all the pain that he went through. And the fact that we don't have to go through any of that because God sent his only son to save us. And if many people aren't familiar with that big thing, I think this story will definitely help. I apologize. I don't know the original author of this story. I've just heard it a couple times. So it starts off, there is a bus driver and he is driving the kids home after their school day, and they're going down a slippery wet hill and the brakes fail, and the bus driver in a split decision has two options. There is a boy at the bottom of the hill sitting on top of a fence that leads to an open field. And then the second option is he can try and keep the bus going down the hill, but it's a very sharp turn and he may end up falling off. And he chooses to go through the fence with the little boy sitting on top of it in order to save all the kids on the bus. He had to choose between going to the field or going off the road. And after he went through that fence and got under the field, he saved those kids. He saved every single one of those kids that were on the bus coming home from school. And once all the parents arrived, many of the parents were looking. They were asking the police officers, "Hey, where's the bus driver? Where's the bus driver? I would like to thank him. He saved my child's life." And the only response that the officials had was, "He's sitting in the field over there because that's where his son is laying and resting in peace because he passed away." And if you guys didn't put the dots together, it's such a powerful message because in place, God is the bus driver and Jesus is the boy on the fence. God sacrificed his only son to save all of us. And that is something that will never be able to be repaid in. You just got to think about that when you're tempted by lust or sin. Just always keep that in your mind as a reminder that the biggest sacrifice was made in order to get you where you are today. And I think one of the biggest things, one of the biggest takeaways is, don't be afraid to spread your faith. Don't be afraid to walk up to somebody and say, "Hey, do you believe in God?" Give them a prayer. Don't be afraid to be judged. Be that weirdo who's always not being the norm and going around preaching. Be that person. I know it's so hard because so many people judge, but don't listen to them. Build your confidence and do what you think is right. And get your knowledge from Scripture. Read the Bible, study the Bible, and it will drastically improve your life. For example, if a lot of people are looking to change their lifestyle and looking how to live through a Christian lens, definitely try the book of James. I know that is a very powerful book. And just slowly read it. You don't got to do it all in one day, you know, spread it out, get a little schedule going. But yeah, that's kind of my insights on scripture. And I would just like to close it off with a short little prayer. If we can all just take a moment. God, thank you for making such a big sacrifice and saving us. Thank you, Jesus, for dying on that cross and making the biggest, biggest blessing to ever happen. And thank you for leading us on the right path and just loving us every day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Yep, guys, I'll be honest. Prayer is something I'm working on, especially through the podcast, just because my type of prayer is a little different. When I'm talking, I usually have conversations, you know, hey, how's it going? My day was good. So I promise you guys that is something I'm going to work on, so it doesn't seem like I'm saying the same prayer every single episode. But yeah, hope you guys enjoyed. Thank you for whoever watched till the end. Have a wonderful rest of your day. And just know God loves you so much, and He is always there for you.